I just remember it was like really small and really like tight, that you all had to be like in like tiny little clumps, and there's just no room at all.
So you're always on your hands and knees doing that 12 hours, and you only get like, what, 20p for 12 hours. Just shocking.
Because like when you turn your lights off, you could feel rats running across your feet, but you couldn't see them because it was pitch black.
As me and my mother was gunning to wank, we met with a devil, it wasn't a dank. I opened my pick, it wasn't a neat, I knocked off his horns like wisest lafitte.
But when I come here today, I'm like, you can just free write whatever comes to your mind, you can put down.
I've learned that you've got to just sometimes not think about it as much and just let yourself kind of be free and not just like plan everything you do and just go with the flow.
Yeah, then rather than just sitting there thinking and keep muddling yourself up.
I felt like I was heard and people kind of understood what I was saying, and like I was listened to, like I wasn't just pushed aside, like my opinion mattered, didn't it? Everyone's got their own unique way of writing, so I know that no matter what, my writing would still be kind of unique.
Follow the horses, Johnny, me laddie. Follow the horses, Johnny, laddo. Follow the horses, Johnny, me laddie. I'll follow them through my canny laddo.
Oh, matter, what is the thing of broken me?
If young people didn't have these experiences, then they wouldn't know about the history of England. And it was a big chunk of our history. About the mind.
True.
So if they didn't know about it, then they're not really learning about
their
ancestors.
So when I'm writing anything about mining or what the historical events were, Dave, who's told us about the events that's happened, not just there in that mine, but all over England.
Proud, but scared at the same time. Because like you don't know what's going to happen next, so you're a bit worried for like the other characters, and you want to find out who this mystery person is that's finishing off the story.
I'm not a big fan of going in the dark or going underground, so I was proud of myself for going down.
I know that my dad's not as big and macho as he thinks he is, but going down the mine, he'll learn a bit or two. A few things.
Oh, matter, where has it been? Driving the drift from the last seam. Driving the drift from the
I think that I've learned to be more open to new ideas about different styles of writing, as I'm getting more in touch with my creative side.
It's been a better environment, so it's allowed me to develop my skills more, because I've been able to focus and relaxed, and with everyone else's ideas pouring into one, it's just become a very good like moon pool of ideas. So I've been able to abstract my own ideas from all that.
So you're learning about everything to do with the mind and everything, but you're also like expanding.
You know the accidents that Dave was saying when we were in there, and you were saying about the devastating effect of when a little bit of spark went off with the gas and it blew up, how upset he was. So when he's told us about that, he's got really upset. There's some secrets in that mind that's kept in there, and they know stuff that's happened, but the public get a different view of it because they're not down there experiencing it.
I could hear a lot of them talking when I was walking around them. People who had maybe died or their family members saying about them being there. I saw a kid there.
Because I was stood in the corner where the horses were kept, and I fell backwards, but the wall wasn't there.
It felt like someone went missing, like there was someone with us, but then they just got lost. And you could feel someone with you when you turned the lights off.
And then, like, I thought I'd seen, like, a figure, and then when I walked closer to it, it disappeared. It was just, like, a black silhouette.
I felt like there was, like, a great breathing on me. Like, just before a split second turned, I felt like something like that. Touched me. And I was still far back. And I said no one could have touched me. So, a bit.
It didn't feel like someone physically was there, but it felt like either past lives that were in the mine was there watching us.